from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
As we roll into the 4 o'clock hour, WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arkin here, Andy Hart there. I don't know where you are, but you're tuned in right now. As we get to the Patriots schedule that begins on Sunday, 1 o'clock, CBS, Cincinnati Bengals, who may or may not be without their two top wideouts. No one's been ruled out yet for the Bengals yet, but Ja'Marr Chase is questionable. T. Higgins is doubtful for the Patriots. City So is the only one who's been ruled out. I thought it was breaking newsworthy. Others have not. I'm getting a lot of heat on the text line for that. And to that, I just say, just shut up, text line. It's the very first injury report of the season. I found that breaking newsworthy, and I don't understand how you don't, honestly.
Andy Hart,
it definitely
right
was.
Again.
It was. Thank you very much.
No, it definitely was.
Back there. Oh, right, because the text line agrees with you.
The beard and the boob need to zip it.
The text line agrees with you? That's how you know you're right? That's not a good barometer, I don't think, Andy Hart.
I know I'm right because I know I'm right.
Right about
City
what?
City So is not breaking news.
Of course it is.
No,
it's breaking news.
No.
Why not?
It's not.
How is it not?
Because he, first of all, half
he's not
Patriots
playing in
fans
the game.
Probably don't know who he is. Second of all, he was out all week, so we knew he wasn't going to play.
There I didn't know that for sure. I had a feeling he probably wouldn't, but I didn't know that for sure.
So it was breaking news that you had a feeling was going to happen. So.
And if you don't like it, suck it, all right? I mean, this is my show. I'm sitting here.
There he goes again. My show.
My show. Yeah, you know. If you were in here, you could challenge that.
Need to tell you.
You could have challenged it somehow. But you're back home in your weird little spare bedroom where you shoot your OnlyFans videos.
I don't think that's okay. I do have a toy I need to show you.
Oh, yeah? Hey, maybe let's save this for a commercial
Keep
break.
That off the air.
what are we talking about?
No, I do need to praise you. I like the open to our show, mm-hmm. our show. See, I'm a team player.
Right.
I don't say me, my, I, our, we. And I believe you deserve credit for that?
For the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that song, I wanted that song for the previous afternoon show that I was working on, and I got outvoted. So in this scenario, I put out like 3 or 4 songs. I had that. I had a Run the Jewels song. I had a couple other ones. And that was the one you liked the most. So
yep.
it was one we both agreed on.
So I picked it for my show, and it worked.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. All right, let's get to it right now. It is time to go down the Patriots schedule for the upcoming season, which starts on Sunday. And let's see which one of these games, if any of these games, are games that we actually believe that they can win. Why don't you get us started here? Tom Carroll, back behind the glass. He was exiled. Out of the seat you usually sit in, Andy. That just wasn't going to work for anyone after a very funny first segment where the Twitch chat really shined.
I got flamed.
Yeah, kind of. All right, what do we got here, TC?
All right, week one. We've been talking about it. Patriots at Bengals, Sunday, 1 o'clock, CBS. I got this as a loss. Guys, what about you?
Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a loss. How about no chance?
I think they're going to lose this game by multiple scores. I think there are going to be some things about the game that you look at and maybe take away from and think, okay, the defense looked okay. whether or not these wide receivers are playing. If they are playing, they're banged up a little bit, so they may not be at full strength, which I think will be an advantage. I'm not sure exactly what to expect from Joe Burrow coming back from an injury. I still remember him on the sideline, unable to hold the football, so we'll see what he looks like. But in general, I think the Patriots are just so new, so green, it's going to be a smack in the face. They're going to lose by a couple of scores, and they're going to start off 0-1.
Week 2, Patriots host the Seahawks Sunday at 1 o'clock. That game's on Fox. I got this as a win for the Patriots, but it's a win where I put kind of a little X next to it because I'm not positive they're going to win, but they got to win some games this year, right? They're not going to go winless.
Not according to Hart.
I don't think they're going to go winless, Hart. So
happens.
I think this could be a win. So I'm doing this as like a maybe.
This is definitely one of the best opportunities for them to avoid an 0-17 season. And we're already going to be on Drake May watch, probably. The home crowd is probably at some point going to chant for Drake May, it would be my guess. And that would be because the Seahawks will win that football game.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks take this one as well. They're not considered a very strong defense, but I think they're a little bit underrated. I like the kid they drafted out of Texas, Byron Murphy. I think that he could be a difference maker if he's out there. And I just like their wide receivers. You know, Geno Smith is what he is. But when you got Smith and Jigbo, when you got Tyler Lockett, and when you got DK Metcalf out there, that's just firepower that the Patriots can't match. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm going to be saying this a lot all throughout the schedule, but I'm thinking 0-2.
Week 3, Patriots at Jets, the lone Thursday nighter for the Patriots this season, 8:15 on Prime Video. I got that as a loss.
Yeah, if Aaron Rodgers plays, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets curb stomp the New England Patriots in that one.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling about the start to the year for the Patriots. I think that they go 0-4 to start. I'll just tell you that right now. The Jets game, and listen, every year there's always some weird stuff that happens in division games, and I think that'll maybe be something that goes on later on in the season. But early on, as the Patriots are still trying to find their footing, and the Jets, you know, are going to want to make a big, big statement here early on in the season with Aaron Rodgers. So, yes, I consider this one a loss as well. I don't know if it's going to be a curb stomping because I think the Jets do have some things that aren't 100% in line, this whole Hassan Reddick situation, and you know, it doesn't seem like maybe the coach and the quarterback and everybody are all pulling in the same direction necessarily, but they're talented enough to beat the Patriots.
Speaking of curb stomping, week 4, Patriots at 49ers, Sunday at 4:05, also on Fox. That's going to be a loss, and I think that one's going to be ugly.
That's going to be ugly. You will definitely see Drake May late. You will lose that game by 4 scores, maybe?
Yeah, this might be the I agree with that. I think this could be the first game you see Drake May in. If the Niners defense comes to play, which I have to imagine they will, the only way the Patriots, I think, have a chance in this game is if the Niners completely overlook them. If they're just like, we don't even need to worry about this team. We don't have to practice in pads this week. We can just go out there in sweatpants and, you know, just run some routes and do whatever, and we'll beat these guys. Then the Patriots have a snowball's chance in hell, maybe. But even then, probably not. The Niners are just so talented. They're so much better. And if they're healthy, it's going to be a big loss. It's going to be a huge line in this game. I bet you this line's going to be like 14.5.
Andy, you said that this Week 5 game is where we're probably going to see Drake May make his season start debut. Patriots host the Dolphins Sunday at 1 o'clock on Fox. I think that's going to be a loss, but it may be an entertaining loss.
Unfortunately, Drake May will lose his first NFL start at Gillette Stadium. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, too talented. Tua's had good success against the Patriots in his career in Miami. Early in the season is when Miami usually is kind of rolling under Mike McDaniel. So, yeah, I get no reason to pick the Patriots.
I also think they start off 0-5. I don't think that they have much of a chance against the Dolphins. Even when Brady was here in Belichick, it seemed like the Dolphins really had their number. Even in the Mac Jones years, going back a couple of seasons there, it's just been a house of horrors. And that was whether it was Mike McDaniel, whether it was Brian Flores, whether it was Tua, whether it was Fitzpatrick, whether Ashan or Mostert were the running backs, or Duke Johnson, I remember, ran all over him one January a couple years ago. Like, this is a very bad matchup for your New England Patriots, and I think they're going to struggle with the Dolphins in both games they play.
Week 6, another game where the Patriots are probably going to struggle. They're hosting the Texans. That's another Sunday at 1 o'clock game, this one on CBS. I got that as a loss. I think the Texans are going to be awesome. Not going to be good.
Yeah, I got the Texans winning that game. Although, I don't totally discount the possibility.
You're down on Houston, right?
I'm a little down on Houston.
Sophomore slump?
Yes. I have some questions about them. They have to prove some things to me, but I think they're the more talented football team with the better young quarterback, so give me the Texans to win.
We're not assuming injuries here. I mean, I think that we can maybe later on in the season. I'm not assuming that C.J. Stroud's going to be out. If he is, I think the Patriots have a chance against Davis Mills. But this is a Houston team that loaded up in the offseason, that got much better on offense, already has a strong defense, already has a strong base, and is just more talented than you. It's another one of those situations. I think this is going to be another home loss for the Patriots, and they start 0-6.
We got an early game here, Week 7. The Patriots and the Jaguars in London, de facto away game for the Patriots, right? Jaguars are basically the home team of London.
Wembley Stadium.
Sunday at 9:30 a.m. That's 2 p.m. local for our London listeners on NFL Network. I got that as a loss because the Jaguars got the home field advantage.
Yeah, I think the Jaguars could actually overachieve in the eyes of some this year. I have them winning that division. I think Trevor Lawrence bouncing back. I think they added a very good wide receiver in the, I'm drawing a blank on him, the kid out of LSU, the other LSU.
Brian Thomas.
Yep. I think he's going to inject life into that offense. ETN, like they're a good football team in my mind, and the Patriots are not. And Wembley Stadium is a beautiful place. Been there, loved it.
Oh, really?
Sick brag.
Brag.
I'm big across the pond.
I think this is the Patriots' first win. I think that they win this game. I think they go out to London. I think they catch Trevor Lawrence on a bad game. I think the Jaguars overlook them a little bit, and that this is going to be one of those games where it's probably going to be pretty ugly on both sides. I'm not expecting a high-scoring game here, but I'm not a big believer in Trevor Lawrence. I think that last season he sort of showed that even when he's got capable wide receivers, and I like Christian Kirk a lot. Ridley was on the team last year. He was a good number two, and Etienne's a good running back, sure, but I just think that generally he's not someone that I'm going to put a lot of stock in this year. I think the Jaguars struggled this season, and I think that this will be one of those oh my god come to Jesus moments when they lose to the Patriots in London.
Week 8, Patriots host the Jets Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game on CBS. I got this as my second Patriot win of the season, not because I think the Patriots are, you know, any great shakes against the Jets as a team. I just think that there's always a weird game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the AFC East every year over the last 4 or 5 years, and this is going to be the one. I think the Patriots get their second win here, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers could be hurt by this point in the season, right? He's older.
Absolutely.
We don't know how he's going to bounce back.
He could be hurt by the fifth series of the season, if last year's any indication.
Yeah, so give me a W here. This is going to be my second Patriot win of the season.
Well, Tom Carroll, if there is a weird game in the AFC East this year, it definitely will have to involve the Patriots winning, because I think the other three teams are good, and
exactly,
they're beating each other. I don't know that there will be a weird game. I'm not predicting a weird game. I am saying it would be weird for the far more talented Aaron Rodgers-led Jets to lose. They will not lose. They will maybe use their other foot to curb stomp the Patriots this time.
You've got him 0-8 at the moment.
0-8, yep. He's got him at 0-8. I have this team at 1-6. I think they lose to the Jets both games. We'll get into the later in the season when they have these two Buffalo games. Things might improve a little bit, but I don't think that they're going to have much luck here against the Jets or the Dolphins. I think that they're going to really struggle against both of those teams.
Week 9, Patriots are in Nashville to take on the Titans. That's a Sunday at 1 o'clock game on CBS. I also put this one as a win because, again, I just don't think an NFL team is going to go winless this season. I think that just too many weird things happen, and I don't really believe in Will Levis just yet. This feels like one of the more winnable games on their schedule. So give me the Patriots, my third win for the 2024 season here in Nashville.
Little known fact, I never actually picked the Patriots to go 0-17 on the Six Rings pod. I picked them to go 2-15. I just believe 0-17 is in play. But if I say they're going 2-15, they need to win two games. Tom Carroll's right. This is one of the more winnable games on the roster. They make a little music in Nashville, and they get their first win of the season.
I think the Titans are a beatable team, to be sure. But I love what they did this offseason. I love that they signed Tony Pollard to replace Derrick Henry. I love that they brought in Ridley to supplement DeAndre Hopkins. I think they brought in the kid from the Bengals, too, the little guy. What the hell is his name? Boyd, right? Tyler Boyd. He's a Tennessee Titan now. So, like, I'd be a hypocrite if I said that I thought the Patriots were going to be better than this team. They did a lot of things this offseason that I would have liked the Patriots to go out and do, and the Titans seemed to beat them at every turn. Now, Will Levis is someone I don't necessarily believe in. I think that he's a guy who has a big arm and not really a whole lot of great game sense, but I also think the Patriots are going to be in the similar situation no matter who their quarterback is going into this game, so I'll take the Titans in a close one.
Week 10, Patriots at Bears, hosting the number one pick, Caleb Williams. That's a Sunday at 1 o'clock game. That one on Fox. I got this one as a loss. I'm kind of a believer in the Bears. I think they're going to be good this year. I don't know that they're going to compete for a Super Bowl, but I think Caleb's going to be good right away. I like that offense. I like everything they did this offseason. Give me the Bears winning in Week 10 in Gillette.
I found it very interesting that Bill Belichick was kind of poo-pooing and pooping all over Caleb Williams.
Down on Williams, yes.
Inside, and I enjoyed that. I just think the Bears have a pretty talented team. I don't know where Caleb Williams is going to be at this point in the season. If he wasn't ready, and all these people are telling me, you know, you're not supposed to play guys that aren't ready, maybe it's a disaster by then. I just think there's too much talent around him and too much talent in him. Give me the Bears.
Yeah, I like the Bears here, too. I love what they did in the offseason. I like Williams probably more than May. I don't love him. I think that as a rookie quarterback, he'll probably be on the high side. And, they surrounded him with a real offense. He has actual guys to throw to. They did what you're supposed to do with a rookie quarterback, so give me the Bears.
Week 11, Patriots host the Rams. That's a Sunday at 1 o'clock game on Fox. Give me the Rams. I just believe Sean McVay is going to be able to take care of the rookie quarterback because at this point I think Drake May will be playing. So Patriots lose to the Rams.
First of all, if Drake May is not playing at this point, I'm going to be furious. And yes, the Rams are going to win. Sean McVay, I think they're going to have a bounce back year in L.A. Cooper Kupp, healthy. Stafford still slinging it. I think they will take it to the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree with basically what both of you guys said. I think this is going to be around the time where you see Drake May get his first start. I don't think it's going to be this game. I think it'll be the next one. But it's looking to me like the Rams are going to be better than you, and I think that's an LA win.
So Arcand has Drake May making his first start. Week 12, Patriots in Miami, a historically difficult game for the Patriots, that later in the year Miami game. That's a Sunday 1 o'clocker on CBS. I got this as a loss, just the Pats rarely win that game, so you got Drake May making his debut there.
I think there's virtually no chance that he starts on the road and starts on the road in Miami. And regardless of whether he's starting, Brissett's starting, they're going to lose this, so done.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I think this is about the time where he's going to start. I said around Thanksgiving, this is their closest to Thanksgiving game. I sort of agree with you, Andy. I don't think that's like the plan is to start him on the road, but I think it's just going to come to that either by injury or just Brissett can't answer the bell. But, yeah, it's the Dolphins in Miami late in the season. They always, even when Cleo Lemon was the quarterback, they lost this game. So, yeah, another loss.
Week 13, Patriots host the Colts. That's Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. And I got this as a loss. I think the Colts are actually going to be pretty good. I really like Anthony Richardson. I think they had a good offseason. Give me the Colts week 13 at Gillette.
Who knows with Anthony Richardson? I'm not in Shime's world if he's going to be the MVP of the league. I think he's going to get hurt. He seems to get hurt a lot with the way he plays. If he gets hurt, you'll have a shot. But I still think the Colts are a better team, so I'll take the Colts.
Yeah, the backup situation in Indy is Richardson with Joe Flacco behind them. Joe Flacco, last year's comeback player of the year. I'll just keep it simple. I'll take the Colts here as well. I don't really believe in them. I don't think that they're a great team, but I don't believe in the Patriots either, so I'm leaning Colts.
So heading into the Week 14 bye here, you guys each have them at one win. I have them at three wins. Week 15, Patriots at Cardinals. That's a Sunday at 4:25 game on CBS. I got that as a loss. I think the Cardinals are going to be pretty good. I really like Marvin Harrison Jr., Kyler Murray coming back fully healthy, full offseason. Cardinals are going to win this one.
Patriots get their second win of the season, second road win against the most overrated quarterback in the National Football League, the most overpaid quarterback. Marvin Harrison's good, but he's not going to change the quarterback. He's not going to change the tenor of that team just yet. Patriots get a road win.
I have the Patriots winning this game as well. I think this is a game where Drake May hits his stride and goes out there and lights it up a little bit. An Arizona defense I don't really believe in. I do like Marvin Harrison, but I also don't like Kyler Murray. Patriots pick up their second win against Arizona.
Week 16, Patriots at Bills, Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. Nope. I got that as a loss. I don't think we really even need to break it down that much.
I get a big L. Big L for that one.
I have a loss here, too, in Buffalo. I think that it's going to be sort of an ugly matchup there. It'll be the Bills' first crack at the Patriots. I think they're going to have a tough season, but this will be one of those get-right games that keeps them in playoff contention.
Week 17, Patriots are hosting the Chargers. That time for that game's TBD, as is the channel. So I think they're trying to see how good the Chargers are, deciding on where to put them. I got that as a loss. Last season, the Chargers at Patriots was maybe the worst football game I've ever watched.
Ever.
So hopefully it's more entertaining this year with Herbert being healthier and Harbaugh being in the mix, but just give me a better game. I don't even care that the Patriots lose this one. Just make it entertaining, please.
This could be a bit of a slug it out kind of game. I don't think either team's going to be great offensively. They obviously have the better quarterback, but Harbaugh, his style, I like what he's doing with the big red-headed number 99 fullback in that offense. And that's a great way to replace all your star power. Just put a big old beast out there and make people forget. Patriots do really well against Justin Herbert historically. Now Bill Belichick's gone. I don't know. Give me the Chargers in a close one.
Yeah, I like the Chargers in a close one here as well. I don't like that they stripped away all their offensive firepower, but they still have some good players on defense. They're still going to make whoever's a quarterback for the Patriots. I think it'll be May, and I think he'll hang in there, but I do give the edge here to the Chargers.
Week 18, this might be a steal a game here by the Patriots with the Bills coming to Gillette, probably already having wrapped up whatever playoff position they are fighting for. That one, again, the time and channel, both TBD. I got this as a Patriots loss because who the hell knows with this Patriot team, even if they are handed a game, I still don't think that they can beat the Bills. But I could see this as a spot where you guys hop in and get another Patriot win. What do you say?
I will not be hopping anywhere. I'll be hopping on the Bills bandwagon here, and I actually disagree with you in that I think the Dolphins and Jets are good enough that the AFC East may come down to the wire this year, and the Bills might want to be in it, so you may lose that possibility of stealing one. So give me Josh Allen and the Bills.
I'm going to take the Patriots here to win one of these games.
Homer.
I think that they will win one of these Buffalo games. The Stratomatic also backed me up here on this one. They had Jacoby Brissett winning one of these games. I forget if it was this one or the one on the 22nd in Buffalo, but I think that at this point in the season, whatever's going on with Buffalo is going to be decided already. They're either already going to be in the playoffs or they're already going to be outside of the playoffs. They're not going to take the game super seriously, and I think the Patriots steal it. So there you go. There's my three wins, Buffalo, Arizona, and Jacksonville. I have them going 3-14.
I have them going 3-14 as well. You got Seattle, New York, and Tennessee.
And what are
I
your
got
two
three
wins?
And 14.
Are you good? We all got all 3-14.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I got 2-15, and I have at Tennessee, at Arizona as the two victories.
All right, there you go. We just went through the
Can't
entire
wait.
Schedule.
Let's go. The season's here. Get pumped. Let's go.
Bit of a grim situation, but hey, we're just being honest with you. We're calling it like we see it. Hopefully we're all wrong. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we're going to take a good long look at the Cincinnati Bengals. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.